What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look for this week, our Monday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that 12 people died from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. The accumulated number of deaths amounts to 7,950 and a lethality of 1.1%, the ministry highlighted in their report. Of the 12 deaths reported on Sunday, 9 did not have the complete vaccination schedule or even did not have any doses. As for the new cases, the ministry detailed that 1,203 infections are reported, 8,276 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 14.5%, which represents a decrease compared to previous days. Active cases totaled 21,713, while 21,245 are in home isolation, divided into 21,046 actually at home and 99 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised add up to 468. In the wards, there are 402 patients, and there are 66 in the intensive care wards. The fourth wave of COVID-19, conditioned by the transmissible Omicron variant, continues to lose strength after reaching its peak in the middle of last month. Statistics from the Ministry of Health show that for the third consecutive week, new infections of COVID-19 decreased. For example, during the epidemiological week from February the 6th to the 12th, 16,583 new positive cases were reported, which represents a reduction when compared to previous epidemiological weeks. In the previous epidemiological week, that's the 30th of January to the 5th of February, 32,434 new cases were registered, and in the one between January the 23rd and 29th, there were 55,115 people diagnosed with COVID-19. Regarding deaths, this last week there was an average of 16 daily deaths, two less than in the previous one when the average was 18. For the epidemiologist Arturo Rebellon, the drop in cases could lead to a daily average between 300 and 500 new infections being registered in 3 or 4 weeks' time. As to whether the start of classes will somehow be impacted, the dynamics of the pandemic, Rebellon stressed that at the end of last year there were blended classes and it did not affect anything. The risk is going to be minimal, he said. But the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, pointed out that the vaccines against COVID-19 will be available for all educational establishments so that parents have the opportunity to immunise their children against the virus and start the school year safely. It was also recalled that the Ministry has maintained a school programme for the application of other vaccines for years and the children have a complete scheme. When on the 18th of November last year, the public ministry raided the houses that it had marked in San Martin de Panama Este, it was surprised that there was nothing and nobody there. Members of the HB gang who were being watched as part of the Damascus operation, they had been alerted the night before. Sometime later, the prosecutor's office against organised crime identified the mole, who is an official of the judicial branch itself and who had been passing sensitive information to the network for several months, linked, according to the authorities, with the Clan del Golfo, one of the organizations, one of the most dangerous organizations of crime in Colombia. All this was revealed by the prosecutor Efrain Galvez during a hearing in which the judge guarantees Hiroko Tinoco charged and ordered the provisional arrest of Nicel Solano, the official of the judicial branch fired at the end of last December. The hearing began in the afternoon of Friday, and in addition to Solano's arrest, Tinoco validated charges against Esubio Rangel. Both were arrested last Thursday, and both are accused of allegedly committing organized crime. Solano was also charged with alleged acts of corruption of officials. To apply the precautionary measure of provisional detention, the judge stressed that the crime for which they are being investigated is serious, and even more so when it comes to classified information that was in the hands of Solano. In his opinion, in this case, the justice system had been violated, infected, and transgressed. Tinoco stressed that the crime charged to Solano is not only serious because of the penalty per se, but it is also shameful and deplorable that it has tarnished the transparency of the judicial branch. Citizens are the bosses to whom we have to report and not to criminal groups or justice operators, he said, adding that there are enough elements that reveal the commission of serious crimes by a criminal organization that try to interfere on issues legal. Rigoberto Vergara and Alexis Rios, lawyers for Solano and Rangel, respectively, affirm that the prosecution's accusations against their clients are not duly motivated. The Court of Auditors dismissed an appeal for reconsideration. This was filed by the accounts prosecutor, Waleska Hormechea, with which she intended to reverse a ruling that ordered the closure of the patrimonial process followed by the company Transcaribe Trading SA, which is known as TCT. This was for the alleged irregularities in the design and construction of the Arihan-La Chorrera highway. With a presentation by Judge Alberto Sigaruista, the Court of Accounts ratified its decision, which, as stated, ordered the closure and filing of the proceeding against TCT for alleged patrimonial injury to the detriment of the state. The appeal filed by Prosecutor Hormechea was based on an extension of the 2021 audit of the contract, which revealed a property loss of $2.6 million. According to the ruling of the Court of Auditors, in this case, the performance bond was activated in a timely manner and it was decided to replace TCT in all its rights and obligations, correcting the construction defects that were the object of the investigation. The Arihan-La Chorrera Highway design and construction project was awarded on the 17th of September in 2010 at the initial cost of $152.6 million. However, through various addenda endorsed by the Ministry of Public Works, the total cost ended up at being $161.8 million. In the criminal sphere for this same case, the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office requested that seven people be called to trial, including the former Minister of Public Works, Frederico Pepe Suarez, and the TCT company, owned by the brothers David and Daniel Occhi. The case is pending a preliminary hearing to qualify the summary by the judge. All the diagnoses carried out both in the Social Security Fund, the CSS, and in the Ministry of Health conclude in an urgent need to carry out a comprehensive review and improvement of all administrative and operational processes related to the calculation of demand, purchases, receipts, storage and dispatch of medicines and supplies. This was recalled by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama through the text La Cámara Opina under the title Medicines for All. Well, according to the CCIAP, this comprehensive review will then allow the technological mechanisms and laws to be established to keep inventories up to date with all aspects that prevent expirations and losses. The shortage is the product of years of obsolete and deficient logistics management, emphasized the CCIAP, that stressed that Panamanians deserve a prompt solution to this issue, but with a long-term vision. Regarding the cost of medicines in the private sector, the CCIAP indicated that it promotes a free market economy, guaranteeing free competition, responsible and aware economic agents, clear rules, and without interventions in the market by force or power. Hence, we favour actions that stimulate an increase in the supply of all types of medicines that have the corresponding approvals, especially from the regulatory agencies of countries with high sanitary standards, and promoting investment by the pharmaceutical industry to promote the manufacture of medicines in Panama, he stated. For the CCIAP, the search for solutions in regulations or price controls have shown that they directly harm consumers' employment in addition to discouraging investment. It is clear Panama has the diagnosis and the path to follow. Any improvised and poorly analysed solution could end up transferring the problem of shortages of the CSS to the private market, becoming one more problem to be addressed. The price of the basic food basket, made up of 59 products, registered an increase of $11.47, $11.47, or 4.3% in January of 2022, when compared to the cost of a year ago in supermarkets in the District of Panama and San Miguelito. This upward trend is added to that registered by the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, which in November 2021 increased by 3.4% compared to the same month of the previous year, and which reflects an accumulated increase of 16% in 11 months. In January of 2021, the average price of the basic food basket was $267.40, and last January it rose to $278.87, according to price monitoring by the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition. Corvina, Michita bread, meat for soup, powdered milk and sausages are among the products that have increased the most. The increase occurs despite the fact that 8 of those 59 products have price controls. The analysis also includes the cost of the food basket in grocery stores and mini supermarkets, where the price is higher, $308.22. Panama was chosen by the Oyster World Rally 2022-23, recognized among the most important oceanic events in the world, and Panama is one of the countries with the best destinations of the trip. 23 vessels of different nationalities visited the San Blas Islands and then sailed to Shelter Bay Marina in Colon at the entrance to the canal, where they remained for a week, awaiting transit through the Panama Canal. The first group of 12 sailor boats begin the transit today, to finish on Tuesday. The other group of 11 sailboats begins to transit on Wednesday and leaves on Thursday to spend a few days in the Pearl Islands. Then they continue their route to the Galapagos Islands. During their stay in San Blas and in the Shelter Bay Marina, the sailors participated in various activities where they appreciated Panamanian culture and folklore, reported Russ Gudgeon, president of the Nautical Tourism Association. Panama seeks to consolidate itself as an international destination for nautical tourism and attract international sailboats to our coast to enhance the tourist offer and generate significant income for local companies in the sector. Tourists have all the facilities for travel and combinations of different activities on the Panamanian coast. It is estimated that each sailor spends an average of $50, and it is estimated that for each mooring of a sailboat, at least 2 direct jobs are generated. In addition, it promotes the linking of various services, repair, maintenance, shipyards, marinas, shipping agents and provisioning, among others, that benefit from the industry. Panama is an important market for the nautical tourism. It has the infrastructures, there are no hurricanes, and we offer a high quality of tourism. With the realization of rallies, we can increase tourism in our country. We have to continue promoting the nautical industry that is growing, it was stressed. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our Monday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.